Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 197 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest on my own this week. Zoe's away on holiday. And had forgotten to mention it, but then again, she struggles to remember to turn up when she's actually going to be here some weeks, so telling me things isn't exactly a surprise. Hope you had a great Easter. So coming up on the show this week, Stuart Bailey is joining us on the phone to tell us all about a marathon running troop who are dressing up in various different outfits, and this year Cool Runnings is their theme. It'll make more sense when we talk to Stuart a bit later on. Also, we'll be finding out what's going on at the New Hampton Arts Centre. Christine McGowan joining us on the phone a little bit later. We have in the studio a live band, The Empty Can. Hello!
Hello!
James.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello.
And Steve.
Hello.
And they're all here and we'll be talking to them and hearing some music from you very soon. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Looking forward to it.
But first of all, we go to the phones where we have Andrew Proudman. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, yeah. Not too bad, thank good. You.
Now, golf is the order of the day with your good self, isn't it?
Yes, the golf. That's what we do. Golf, yeah. Pretty cold at the moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is a bit chilly for golf, but people are still going out and playing, aren't they?
They are, yes. They are. We're very lucky that people still wrap up and get up there in the waterproofs and the woolly hats and still deal with the weather, really.
Now, there's yourself and there's Piers, and you work at Purton Park training people on their golf swing and making sure they're taking the right approach to the game. We'll come to that in a minute, but although we talk about the cold here, you've been gallivanting off playing golf pretty much all over the entire globe. And how does this work and what have you been up to?
Well, we actually went last year for 3 months. It was a three-month break, and we actually set up an academy in Wolverhampton. And we decided we were getting a little bit older. And we thought, well, if we don't really get away now and see a bit of the world and go and sort of see these great places around, we were never going to do it. So we had 3 months out and we went to America for 2 months, Australia, Hong Kong and China, and played some of the best golf courses around and met some of the best people in the golf world, really, and met some great contacts.
And it's all part of, I suppose, your own development, because if you're talking to people about playing golf, you've got to play pretty much on every surface, haven't you? And that is the best excuse for a fantastic three-month holiday ever.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it was great to have a bit of time off, but it was sort of a bit of a work trip as well. We met some of the world's best coaches and some of the best, the top people in the industry, and spent days with them. We managed to get on the Golf Channel on the set there for a day and sort of, learnt a lot, really, but, got to see what it's done in America like, which is pretty much leading the world at the moment. So a very good experience.
So how does it work when it comes to getting training from yourself? Because you are a top quality golfer, as is Piers. So give us a bit of your background on what you've done that's put you in this position.
I started golf when I was 13 and, got pretty good quite quickly because I'd done a lot of other sports. And I developed an eye for, I wanted to be a golf coach, and although I enjoyed playing, I enjoyed the benefit of getting people better, and I enjoyed the idea of getting other people better, really. And then took to that quite quickly. Met Pierce through my junior days, which seems a long time ago now. And then we developed this business where we developed an academy and helped people grow and improve their game, and then and continue to enhance it, really. So I mean, we still play a little bit, not competitively as much anymore. But, continue wanting to grow and just keep people improving, really enjoying their game to as much as they can.
And you often use technology as part of that as well to help them understand maybe not only where they're going wrong, but how they can actually improve what they've got that's already good.
Yeah, I mean, the game's changed quite a lot over the years. I mean, the video's been around for a long time now, but there's so many different types of technology out there with 3D, and you can get sort of sensors on your body, which is pretty good. But end of the day, you've got to really look back at what the ball's doing, and you've got to keep it as simple as possible. And with the technology, it's quite dangerous with the technology available, but I think myself and Pierce, we know what we're doing now, and we can relay that in a good way that people can understand and still go out on the golf course and not be confused with the game and get the most out of it, really.
Yeah, I suppose it's balancing the two off, not only your understanding, but what you can show them through, even just watching back to what they've actually done and where they may have gone wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yes, definitely. I think with the majority of golfers out there, really, they hear so many different things off their friends when they're playing on a Saturday, and I think all their friends tend to turn into coaches. But, we tend to sort of see the brunt of that. So if we can show them exactly what they're doing, get them to understand it, and then obviously, hopefully get them better during the lesson as well, which is a massive thing, and get them going away feeling happy and playing better golf, which is ultimately what it's all about.
So Purton Park?
Pern Park, yes.
Tell us more about and how people can come to you for the benefit of your experience.
Well, Pern Park's a great location. It's a very different golf club compared to a lot of the other golf clubs around. It's a fairly new club, so it's very welcoming to golfers who've never really played before. You know, a lot of the golf clubs in the area are around, you know, over 100 years old, and they've got that sort of stuffy image. Whereas Pern's very friendly. It's got a driving range. It's got a nice sort of restaurant and cafe area. Very relaxed. Easy to get a game if you wanted a game if you've never played before. We coach there pretty much 3 or 4 days a week. Again, all ages, all abilities, whether you're a seasoned golfer or whether you've never even had a go before. All the facilities that you'd like there, really, it's got. And I think most of all, the different, it's a different vibe down there, that it really is a friendly, relaxed golf club. So the stigma attached to a lot of, you know, golf in general is hopefully going to change.
It's not just an all-boys club. It's basically, it's welcoming.
Yeah, a lot of people obviously just want to get away maybe from work, or, you know, it sort of helps them. I mean, I get some people to come to me for golf lessons just as a release from work, and, you know, so they can switch off. And people with high-powered stress jobs, it's a great way for them to sort of focus on something else and get away and enjoy some sort of time to themselves without thinking about work on the weekend.
I suppose you can look at it relaxingly, or you can actually take your stresses out on that ball and the tee.
Yes, sometimes it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you can come off a golf course a little bit more frustrated than you went on, but hopefully with our help we can reduce those frustrations. That's what we want.
So you're based at Pern Park Golf Club, which is Wrottesley Park Road in Wolverhampton. People do want to take part in a lesson, is this something that they come along to the club and go, right, I'm free on Thursday afternoons, what have you got? Or do you actually book a specific class to work one-to-one with somebody?
Yes, I mean, generally it's mainly focused on the one-to-one sort of sessions. Yes, I mean, if anybody was interested, they just need to contact Purton Golf Club and then get in contact with myself or Pierce, and we'd obviously get them in as soon as we can.
Okay, if you want to do that one, 01902 380073. That's Wolverhampton 380073. And how do the costs sort of work out on this?
Well, we actually do an offer for somebody who's never had a golf lesson before with ourselves, which is half price. So for somebody who's thinking about getting involved in a, you know, in golf, who wanted to taste it out, it's only £20 for an hour, which was normally be 40. So it's more of an idea to sort of show them what we can do and how we can help them start or even just progress with the game, really. So it's a great way for them to meet us and find out what the golf coaching is all about.
So it could be you do it as a starter, they go away, play a few rounds, get used to it over a couple of weeks, and then you see what bad habits they've picked up, but and then help work through that as they go through and progress with the game.
Yeah, exactly. We do a few different packages, and I mean, we've got the golf course there, which is great. We actually take a lot of people now on the golf course. Usually, a lot of the coaching is done on the driving range, but the benefit of having the golf course there is we can actually see what people are doing on the golf course, you know, not only with the golf swing, but how they manage their self around the golf course as well. So it's quite an interesting way to coach people on the golf course as well.
And if they did just want to come for lessons to start off with, do they have to be a full member of the golf club?
No, it's fully open to the public. Anybody can come down. Even the driving range and the golf facilities there are open to everybody, so anyone is welcome.
Andrew, thanks for talking to us. Good to speak to you. And
yes, great,
I'll either get myself or Zoe down there to maybe learn a bit of golf at some point. We'll have to set that one up with you and see how badly we can do. Cheers,
we'll
thanks,
do a
mate.
Trial experiment.
Okay, cheers. Bye for now.
Yes. Thanks, Jason. Bye.
So we'll do some music then now, and we do have the guys in the studio. This is where I have to move my microphone because I'm very rude. I'm not even looking at you at the minute.
Turn and face us, Jason. That's...
I can hear you through the headphones, you see. I don't even have to see you. And you can't talk. You've got a beanie hat on whilst you're about to perform, and it's not that cold in here.
Well,
so.
I'm rapidly losing a lot of hair. So
that's to try and keep it on, is it?
It's falling out in chunks.
Yeah.
It is. It really
and you collect it when you get home, vacuum it up, and glue it back on.
What I do is I lay down a wide piece of masking tape, and I make cheap scarves for
that
people.
Sounds fantastic. This is James. Are you sort of a front man, spokesman, and lead singer in
cheap
in the band?
Bottle washer, yeah.
Oh, roadie too, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever needs doing, I'll have a crack at it, Jason.
Okay, we'll have a proper talk and meet the rest of the guys in a minute. They are the Empty Can. What song have you got for us first?
We're going to start with a song that was really the first one to get any attention from the acoustic record, which is our album, blatant plug there. And it's called The Place in Which I Roar. 1, 2. This is the place in which I roar. These are the people that I have shot down once before. Right here's where you showed me the door. This is the place in which I roar. This is the place in which I'm raw. These are the people that I have picked up from the floor. Right here's where you showed me the door. This is the place in which I'm raw. If that tomorrow stands here aiming at, it's looking pretty weak to me. And how am I supposed to know what I've done wrong when you don't even speak to me? When was the last time that you had something to yourself completely? If just briefly. Back on this road I lived before. Back in the place in which you're all. These are the people that I can't shoot down anymore. Right here's where you showed me the door. This is the place in which I roar. Back on this road I lived before. Back in the place in which I roar.
Absolutely excellent. There's only me applauding this week, which does sound a bit strange, but that it wasn't a slow hand cap. I did enjoy the tune. That was good. That was brilliant.
No, it's with the venues that we've been playing, sometimes one person applauding is quite...
You're quite happy with that.
Quite a treat.
Okay, let's introduce the band properly. So, James, we've met you already. Stop playing with your hat. It's not hair. It doesn't work like that. So then we've got, in the middle, on violin, Rachel, move it on the microphone for us, please. You can move it out of the way. Come on. So, hello to you.
Hello.
Now, you're playing violin.
I am, yes.
An electric violin. It's got quite a snazzy blue violin as well.
Yeah, it's quite nice. I did have a matching bow, but that's not working anymore. So.
The horse hair has been replaced by cow hair, and it's not been quite the same. Yeah. So how did you get yourself into this mess?
Well, basically, I've known James since I was about 5 years old and met up with him again recently and got talking to him in the pub one night, said I was playing the violin, and it started from there.
And
really.
I didn't take no for an answer.
No, you were going to have a violinist in your little gang.
Yeah, I was just pressed my point and just made sure that she was coming to rehearsal, really. Mm-hmm. That was all it was.
And then on the end we have Steve. Move the microphone around so we can talk to Steve, because it's a bit of an odd setup. It's a very small space we work in, and we've got a lot of instruments in here. So, Steve, welcome to you too, sir.
Thank you.
Another fine hat over there.
Thank you very much.
Although not quite so obsessed with playing with it, and you've got facial hair, which means clearly you can still, you haven't got the same problems as James.
Well, possibly.
Okay. Well, but he's shy as well, doesn't want the hair out. So, how long has the band been together?
It's 3 years at the moment. I've known James. We've been knocking around together in bands for a long time, 10 years plus.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask Rachel her age, but do you two guys, how old are they?
I'm 36.
I'm 41.
It's a labour of love that you just...
I was 36 on Good Friday. as Steve says, we've been playing together since the 90s, basically, in various guises. We didn't work together for about 8 years, something like that. I went abroad and worked in the Canary Islands for about 2-3 years and kind of learnt my craft out there a little bit, playing every night and just paying the bills with music. And then got back into the country in 2010.
2010, yeah.
met up with Rachel, and then the three of us got together and started writing songs again, and it's just really grown from there.
Well, I'm loving what I've heard so far, and I'm hoping the other songs are going to be just as good.
Oh, but, thank you.
fingers crossed.
So do we.
So,
that was the best one.
There was never a good song. But are you releasing albums? Are you appearing on iTunes, that sort of stuff? How do you work it as a band?
We made an album. I mean,
you've already given us a plug for the acoustic album.
Yeah, it's
album.
Called The Acoustic Record. I mean, Steve and I have been writing songs together for a long time, as I said, and then when we got together and realised we were going to do some work, we hit our default mode, which is to go into the studio and start putting songs down, and that just grew and grew and turned into a record which ended up being The Acoustic Record. There was probably about 25 songs thrown at that, and which we whittled them down to 9, and then having a body of work like that, right, we thought, well, okay, let's get out and promote it. So we made a couple of little videos which have gone down well on YouTube, mm-hmm. and then we have put together now a full band, which isn't all just the people you see in front of you today, with bass, with drums, with ukuleles in there, a mandolin, to try and get that record across live. So yeah. At the moment, it's just a case of trying to get it heard by as many people as possible, which is why, it's a great opportunity today to speak to your people. Well,
good to have you here, and good to hear the music. So if we take another song from it, what are we going to have this time around?
Yeah, we're going to do a song that was the second visual that we put together. It's currently doing great numbers. I say great numbers on YouTube. If you Google it, it's called The Good Old Days, and we're going to try that for you now. To shoot the ball, but he's hounded by the pounding that is sounding from his head. It's the demon. He's come on back to see him. The only thing he ever says is not, not, not yet. The only light that shines upon him is not switched on yet. And everything he ever seems to say is wrong. So he falls out of his room from the doom and the gloom, but he's angered that he's standing on the landing by a phone and ain't ringing. And now his eyes are stinging. He wishes someone would call, he found he to shoot the ball. He's hounded by the pounding that he's sounding from his head. It's that demon. It's come on back to see him. The only thing he ever says is not, not, not yet. The only light that shines upon him is not switched on yet. And every single thing he ever seems to say is wrong. Oh, oh, oh. It's wrong. Oh, oh. It's wrong. Oh, oh, oh. It's wrong.
Excellent again. Absolutely love that. And it's musical and everything.
That, yeah.
You can tell that you all, can play musical and stuff.
Well, that was the thing, you see. Back in the 90s, we got the attitude, the clothes and the look right, but we weren't very musical. So, when you are in your 30s... See,
this is the difference Rachel has made.
Yeah, well, this is it, some she's got some musicality. Should we ask her to be in the band? It sounds like a good idea.
Brilliant.
No, thank you. It's nice of you to
good.
Say
so. We'll have another couple of tunes from you as we go make our way through the show today, okay?
Smashing Jason, thank you.
Time to find out more about the goings-on at the New Hampton Arts Centre. They've got two very special Easter events to tell us more. It is Christine McGowan, Centre Manager. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Jason.
Good stuff. How's your Easter been? Was it full of chocolate?
Yes, I've still got some chocolate to go, so that's,
really?
That's always a positive.
I've got through most of mine now.
Well, yeah.
I have some cows left, and that's about it. Anyway, we're talking Easter because you've got two Easter events. Do tell us more about what's going on to keep the kids entertained during the holiday.
Okay, yes, we've got a couple of very creative activities going on. Thursday, the 4th of April, we've got Tricky Tales and Crafty Critters. This is a storytelling and craft event. So we've got Jonathan Comey from Impetus Theatre, and he's going to tell some tales about some tricky characters, I think animals and human. And then our artist, Jamila, is going to help people to make some shadow puppets or mobiles. And we've got a signer as well, so that the stories will be signed. So if there's any children who are hearing impaired, they'll be able to follow what's going on as well. And hopefully the kids who are not will actually learn some signs that they'll be able to take away with them. So they'll take away a bit of craft, some stories, and a little bit of sign language. So
I like that idea. That sounds really good.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting one. And we've got a morning session for under 8, and that's at 10. And then we've got an afternoon session for 8+, and that starts at 1. And then the following week, on the Friday, we've got Mike from Wenlock Pottery coming over, and he brings his potter's wheel with him. So if you come along to that workshop, you can not only have a play with the clay and make some things on a table, but you can also have a go at the potter's wheel and actually throw a pot, which you can then take home. And I think they dry out. They're sort of air-drying clay. I don't think you could...
You haven't got to put it in the oven or anything.
No, I don't think you could pour your cup of tea in it, but, but it'll look nice.
It'll still impress the grandparents when they turn up with it as a special gift for them.
Absolutely. Be beautiful, yeah. And Mike's been before and done them, and they're really good. And it's all sorts of children can have a go at it. So that's great. And we're especially with these workshops as well, we're supporting children with any additional needs, children who are disabled or deaf or have special needs. And we can have extra people to help support them. Like I said, we've got the BSL signer. Or we can help with transport if that's a problem. So
basically, everybody just gets to come along and enjoy it the same as everybody else.
Absolutely.
It's completely inclusive.
It's very inclusive.
So that's Friday the 12th. Now, how much is it for each of these events?
It's... £2 per child or £1 for siblings or if there's a concession for some reason. But if children are disabled, have a special need, then it's free.
OK, brilliant. So no need to worry about the cost too much.
That's it.
It's all relatively low, but do they need to book into these things to let
it's
you know they're coming?
It's helpful if they book, yes, so we know how many people are coming. The best thing is to ring us, and it's Wolverhampton 572090.
So 572090, 01902 if you're ringing it from your mobile in front of that.
That's it.
And there's always loads of stuff going on at the New Hampton, not only these great events over Easter, which of course you can find out more on your website or Facebook feeds, which are...
Indeed. The website is newhamptonarts.co.uk.
And the Facebook, just search for New Hampton
it's
Arts.
Facebook New Hampton Arts as well. Yeah. And we've got an emailing list, so if people go onto the website and they want to join the list so they get things sent directly to them, then they can do that as well.
But there's loads of news about the other events that you've got going on, the regulars, there's things, there's even films I've seen going on down there. Tell me more.
Just started that, a sort of cult films once a month. So we had Pulp Fiction last month, and this month, for St. George's Day, we're going to have Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
So is that actually taking place on St. George's Day itself?
It is actually, yeah, it is.
So here's the test.
It's a vague connection, I think.
So what date is that? Because I can't remember when it is.
It's the 23rd of April.
I should know that being English, shouldn't I? That's terribly naughty. Equally, I should probably know it because my Facebook diary has put that into my calendar as what you've got going on as well.
There we go. And we've also, it's also World Book Night on that day. I don't know if you're aware of this.
So a very busy day.
Yes, and we're giving some books away here. So if people come during the day, I've got some books to give out, and we're starting a book swap in the cafe, so you can bring a book along that you've enjoyed reading and then you can swap it and take another one away. No cost, just keep things turning around.
There's more than you know what to do with down there, just at the moment, isn't there?
It's all happening, yes.
So tell us where you can find the New Hampton Arts Centre then.
Well, we're just off Newhampton Road East, so we're not far from the Molyneux Stadium, and we're off on Dunkley Street, which is just off that end of Newhampton Road.
Because it's Dunkley Street where you can get to the parking, isn't it? Because you have got a small parking area, not massive, so please, you know, don't turn up in your people carriers.
That's very true.
Well, do turn up in your people carriers and bring all your friends.
Bring all your friends, and then that saves on the parking.
Yeah, rather than one child per car, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, have a great time over Easter.
Okay.
And say these loads of great sending events on the way, and keep checking that website out.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, nice to
see Christine.
You.
Great to meet you as ever. Ta-ra for now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, once more back to the empty can. And move the microphone back to Rachel a minute. I think we need to have another quick word. Move that round there.
Yeah, because she loves to speak. Oh, yeah. She so loves to speak.
She does. She's not shy. The way she plays that violin, she doesn't look shy. So, how long have you been playing the violin?
Oh, I've been playing it. Trying to think now. I've been playing it since I was about 10. I'll give my age away now. I am 35.
Right.
But I didn't play it.
The baby of the band, though, that's what counts.
Yeah, that's the baby, it, yeah. I didn't play it for about 10 years at all.
And I haven't played for 25 years, probably. I think I was about 16 the last time I picked up a violin in anger, and it did sound angry when I did it.
Do you want to have a go?
No, I can't remember at all. It'd be interesting to, but no, I won't try and join him.
I think that'd be a great experiment.
Maybe at the end of the show.
Yeah, okay.
But you're the first live violinist we've had in here, and as I was just saying earlier on, getting a violinist in a band is pretty difficult, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think a lot of violinists out there are into their classical stuff. They don't just play by ear, and it's getting people to get up and do that, really, get away from the dots.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, playing the electric as well, that, again, there's a lot of people who just would completely shy away from that. Okay, you got someone like Vanessa May who does all sorts of stuff when she's performing.
Yeah.
And she's I think there's a good comparison to be made there, to be honest. So, you know, when you're playing, what else do you play for fun? Because you don't just play with the guys, you can't do. There must be more that you do.
Officially she does. There'll be no overtures made. No,
I'm just thinking, for pleasure at home, because if you want to pick up a guitar, you'll strum along, you might play an Oasis tune or something.
What do you do? I've got a lot of sheet music with the backing tracks, and I just love playing along to things like that. My favourite band has got a violinist in. It's quite...
Who's your favourite band?
The Levellers.
Okay,
I love.
Cool.
That's
a good bit of funky music.
Big influence, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're the band, really, that got me to want to go out and do different stuff other than playing in orchestras and actually get a 5-string violin and have a go with that, because, you know, it's something different again. So. Mm-hmm.
Completely different sound. Mm-hmm. So, James, what you got lined up for us next? Stop tuning when we're talking.
Sorry, I was trying to just make sure that everything we delivered to you was of the highest quality, James.
That's
the only reason I'm having a little look at the tuning. We're going to play something for you. We wanted to bring a couple of things in for you that people hadn't heard before, so that you'd got a bit of an exclusive. The material off the record is available for all. Mm-hmm. It's free, ladies and gentlemen, it's free. but this one is not available yet, so we haven't played it in performance as a three-piece like this before, so...
Anything could happen.
Everything could go right. we're going to try it for you now. It's a song Steve and I wrote while we were in separate countries, actually, last year. He sent me the riff over while I was in Tuscany at a friend's wedding, and we pieced it together.
So made on the internet.
On satellite, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called Hold On Tight. Met an astrophysicist on the plane. She said, we're all made of stardust and that God is not to blame. I was amazed. Then God delayed the plane. She said, enjoy the flight. Just enjoy the flight. Met an astrophysicist on the plane. She knew someone who'd shared my life and also shared my name. I was amazed. The plane was still delayed. Lovers keep coming despite all the run in between. For those on the sidelines who stand there like spies looking in. doctor, here are my ailments, and what are the payments and costly arrangements, just so I can breathe. And she said, oh, enjoy the flight, just enjoy the flight. Enjoy the flight. Lovers keep coming despite all the run in between. For those on the sidelines who stand there like spies looking in. Doctor, here are my ailments, and what are the payments and costly arrangements, just so I can breathe. Lovers keep coming despite all this run in between. For those on the sidelines who stand there like spies looking in. Doctor, here are my ailments, and what are the payments and costly arrangements, just so I can breathe. And she said, oh, just enjoy the flight. Met an astrophysicist on the plane.
Fantastic. Song number three. Love that too.
Thanks, a,
just four claps there.
Yeah, just
but,
four.
But that was you know, quality claps.
They felt more passionate claps.
They were, yeah. It does seem daft clapping on your own. I don't know why, but there we go. Right, we've got another song from you in a bit, all right?
Yeah,
and the threat of me performing with the violin.
We'll have a little go at that. I'd
we'll wait until
that.
You've done all the tracks first. Okay. Right, that's in a moment. I'm joined on the phone by Stuart Bailey, who's part of the bobsled team of Wolverhampton. That sounds confusing enough in itself, and then it turns out they run marathons. Stuart, hello.
Hello there, Jason.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Please, first of all, explain what on earth is going on, because you are part of a bobsled team that runs marathons. That's strange.
That's right, yeah. Obviously, we did the London Marathon last year dressed as a 6 foot, well, 6 foot four, just as Oompa Loompa, and obviously we've seen a couple of guys in a small bobsleigh. The cool rings, I thought we can do bigger and better than that for the Wolverhampton. So obviously last Wolverhampton Marathon, four former friends and myself, built a 14-foot-long bobsled, complete with car stereo speakers, and lots of music, lots of noise, lots of colour, lots of entertainment, and we just run marathons raising money for Ronald McDonald House in Birmingham.
So not only did they see you coming, they heard you as well?
That could use before, yes, definitely.
Now, is it five marathons you've got lined up this year?
It is, yes. Well, five of them booked in as demand, but obviously we're trying to get a couple more if we can, if our legs hold up. We'll have a 40 now, so.
Well, this is where I was going to next, because we were in the same year at school, at the same school.
We were,
and
yeah,
I have to admit, I knew the name, but we didn't hang out at all, did we? I don't think.
I think I've passed across a few times.
Yeah, but yeah, we it's probably one of the other is causing trouble or chaos. But you are getting on a bit now. And yes. I have to admit that I wouldn't fancy running a marathon. I've never fancied running a marathon, if I'm honest about it. But what on earth got you into this? Because is this something you've come to later in life?
The past couple of years and stuff, we've done more runs and always dress up and stuff. And it's nice to raise a bit of money now and again, to give something back to the community. But obviously, it's gone quite up to the sky at the moment to different things. So I'm just trying to get something bigger and better each time at the moment. And we've obviously got other things lined up for next year. Obviously, whether it be a Flintstones cart and a Flintstones or Only Fools and Horses, Robin Reliant pushing that round. But there's always something in mind just to raise money, a bit of profile, really.
You just like dressing up. You just like dressing up.
Well, you could say that, yeah.
So, there's the five of you. Where did you all meet up? Is it lads from down the pub or?
We're all friends and stuff. Yeah, we're obviously through football. Obviously, we're all retired footballers and stuff. And obviously, friends and family. And just try to get four people as mad as myself to try and join in, which was no problem at all. We even got reserve lined up in case any of us get injured.
Mm-hmm. But this year's theme is the bobsled. And how long did it take to get together for the Wolverhampton Marathon last year?
Well, she started the building in about June. And obviously, it took 8 weeks, obviously, paint work and obviously wiring everything up. And
it's got to be done right, hasn't it? So, yeah.
It's definitely, yeah. eight weeks of hard labour. Obviously, we divorced the wives and come straight in the bobsled, to be honest.
And what sort of training are you doing to make sure you're fully fit? Obviously, you've done marathons before now, but if you're looking at doing 5+ this year, does that require any additional extra effort?
It's just healthy living, I think. I mean, obviously, with the past 12 to 18 months or so, we've all been involved in it. We've all lost a bit of weight. We all feel a bit healthier. We're all packed in drinking and such and cigarettes, so it's just good.
It's been good for you all round, then. And you've probably saved more than it cost you to build a bobsled.
Definitely.
So tell us which events you've got coming up this year.
The next one we've got lined up is in 4 weeks' time. That's May the 5th. That's the Lichfield. And obviously then June the 2nd, it's the Sutton Coldfield Great Midland Run. And obviously Wolverhampton, the Birmingham Booper, and a couple of others just waiting to hear back from, obviously, health and safety because of the size of the bobsled and the music. So
you have to get signed off.
Yes, once you get the risk assessment through, we're laughing, we're through.
And you're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. That one in itself, it's one of those things that you see the little box in McDonald's and you think, well, I'll chuck a couple of pence in. But in the sort of work they're doing, working with families, with kids who have been unwell, it's essential that they get the funds through, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And then we visited there Easter Sunday, myself and one of the fellow bobsledders, and we dressed up as Oompa Loompas and give out the Easter eggs. And we've over 320 Easter eggs to give out to the children and the families. And it was just, it's emotional, really. Just to see them, you know, small for once.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, it's nice that you're doing it and that it's taking the dressing up hobby, because it could have gone any way, couldn't it, you dressing up? So.
Well, yes. It's a few friends.
Thank goodness it's comedy characters. That's all I can say. If people want to donate to your cause and follow you and join your pages so they can see what you're doing and when they're doing it and basically laugh at you in funny outfits, where do they go to?
Obviously, we've got the Facebook set up, which is just Bobsled Team Wolverhampton. Obviously, you can add us as a friend or just follow us and stuff. We can keep up to date what we're doing. Obviously, we've got a Twitter one, which again is WBobsledT. And also, Just Giving page will be up and running probably next couple of weeks, ready for a set of marathons, really.
So basically, get yourself along to the Facebook page and you'll see all the links from there, really. That's
we'll all
moment.
Be on there, yeah.
Good luck. Name check the rest of the lads as well for us.
So Andy Newman, Ian Newman, Penny Singh and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, good luck to all of you. Have a fantastic time. Enjoy the running, as cool as it may be. And we look forward to finding out how you've got on and how much you've raised a little bit later on this year.
Definitely.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks for joining us. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Jason. Cheers. Bye-bye.
James, what you got lined up for us last, then?
We've got another new one for you last, just as I say, because we wanted to just provide a bit of extra value for you.
Plus, no one knows if it's not right, then, either, plus, which is good.
If it goes pear, then no one knows. It's a song that was written. I do a bit of youth work when I'm wearing my other hat, and it was a song that was.
Is it not? That one's not a beanie hat, I take it.
No. The other one's like a top hat.
Really? Fantastic. Yeah. You're Lord Snooty in your spare time.
Yeah, I am, yes. Yes, I am. Yeah,
still doesn't work with the accent.
It's a thanks, man. It's a song that was written with some of the kids that I do youth work with in Brawley Hill, and I nicked it. And it's called it's called We Gotta Run.
pocket was on fire, and all the girls they were for hire, and so we threw all of our money to the wind, fueled by a desire to which few should aspire, cause threats from Caesar, they're threats indeed. And she said, boy, we gotta run. You and me, we gotta run. The trees had all burned down, and the clergy had gone to ground, and so we threw all of our caution to the wind, fueled by a desire to which few should aspire, cause debts to Jesus, well, they're debts indeed. And she said, boy, we gotta run. You and me, we gotta run. We gotta run. They've closed St. Peter's gates, now there's no fate but what we make. We gotta run. Buskers all had left, the beggars kicked to death, we threw all of our morals to the wind, fueled by a desire to which few should aspire, cause deals with the devil's son, well, they're deals indeed. And she said, boy, we gotta run. You and me, we gotta run. We gotta run. The storm, the gates of hell, now we can only save ourselves. We gotta run. Gotta run. You and me, we gotta run. We gotta run. The storm, the gates of hell, now we can only save ourselves. We gotta run.
Absolutely fantastic. That was brilliant. Enjoy that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Four songs, two of them new. Where else can we find your music?
I'll let Steve field this one because he tends to be good with names and addresses.
You can't remember your web address, can
He's
you?
He's got a good head for paperwork.
Really? Okay.
We're obviously on a Facebook page, which is just James Stevens and the Empty Can. We're on Twitter.
Do that again. James what?
James Stevens and the Empty Can.
James Stevens and the Empty Can.
Yeah, yep. I've got my name above the title.
It's partial.
Just Google the name and it'll come up.
Yeah, actually, you Google the Empty Can, it comes up third option. So. Yeah.
And we're also on Twitter. We're on a site called Reverb Nation as well. If you just Google James Stevens Empty Can or The Empty Can, it will appear. There are also links to YouTube for the videos on there as well via Google. They'll come up as well. The album is available to buy if you want a hard copy through bigcartel.com. Again, just Google James Stevens. It's the easiest way.
Yeah, you can get a hard copy if you still like the old booklet and that old-fashioned disc.
And a coaster
like
and everything. Yeah,
and the little free coaster. I would also say, if anyone out there is looking to fill some slots at any summer festivals or outdoor gigs this year, we are available and our rates are very reasonable.
How many will you bring? Is it going to be about six of you when you hit the stage? Or could you do an acoustic set like this as well, couldn't you?
We can do, Rachel and I do a little bit as a duo. Steve has started joining us more, and we do an unplugged three-piece like this, which we can pretty much do in a toilet, you know, in terms of size and shape.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer not to. But we've got a sort of six-piece band where we can go and do bigger shows, should that be required, and we're quite happy to just get the music out there, Jason, to be honest.
Well, I can see why. It sounds lovely. It's nice to hear something which has got a bit of depth to it, and when you're playing an acoustic set like this... With the three of you, it's just a phenomenal sound. Really enjoyed it.
I'm chuffed.
No, enjoy
that
a lot.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us.
No problem at all. Now, have I actually got to have a go? Are you going to let me loose your violin? Okay, so this could be fun. Right, so I'll take the bow. It's been a long time since I last held the bow, and there's the violin.
I'm looking forward to this.
Right, well, the problem I had is at school, they always used to make me do things like play Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Actually, it's by choice. So I'm holding the violin, I'm holding it reasonably well, and I've got to try and remember how on earth we... I can't. No, I've never played the violin with glasses on, and I can't see anything. See if I can get a note out of it. That's a start. So, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was something like. And then we were. Where were we next, was it? No, it must have been B. No, that's. I can't do it. Woo! That is complete rubbish. See, what I'd like to be able to do is play Elgar's Salute d'Amore. Do you know that one? It's absolutely fantastic.
I don't like any Italian food.
It's somewhere up here. I'll sing it for you later. Now, that I cannot play the violin. That is proof. Thank you guys for coming in. It's been lovely to hear your music and to make a fool of myself with a violin. I really should practice and get back into the swing of things. But I think my violin may have suffered the same as my sister's has, and some weevils got inside and ate all the glue. So I think that's probably just life telling you something about the way I play the violin, to be fair. Thank you for joining us this week for episode 197. Thanks to everyone who's been on the show. And we'll be back next week for 198 when, in theory, Zoe is back from holiday. We'll catch you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.